What's happening locally? The news.
And it is our first look for this week, taking a look at some of the local stories here in the Republic of Panama. A few days before the transfer of command of the Board of Directors of the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, this is the CCIAP, the outgoing president, Marcela Galindo, said that they reaffirm the institutional commitment to promote, connect and defend private companies as the undisputed engine of the country's economy, but above all, its historical commitment to ensure the best national interests. Being empathetic with the needs that the population is going through, we reiterate the need for austerity, transparency and accountability on the part of the national government to achieve a significant impact in attention to citizens' claims, Galindo said in the text of the La Cámara Opina. The outgoing president of the CCIAP expressed that for 108 years the chamber has been a key factor in national life. Maintaining his commitment to contribute to development of Panamanians through free enterprise as a fundamental component of life in a democracy. They indicate that democracy is not possible if citizens are not capable of undertaking creating jobs, producing well-being and prosperity for the collaborators and consequently for the families and communities of which they are a part. They reaffirm the need to promote joint work with the different players in society and through dialogue to promote answers to the great difficulties facing the country. Marcela Galindo described that during her tenure in front of the organisation, the union has been addressing relevant issues such as economic reactivation and jobs. They also have analysed other issues such as the debate that has been presented on tax initiatives for tourism, national protests, price control decrees, containment of public spending, situation of the Social Security Fund, respect for democratic institutions, state of public infrastructure at the national level, discriminatory lists, mining contract, extinction of domain, payments to state suppliers, administration of justice, support for MIPIMIS, municipal taxes and gender equality, among others. This year we have participated from the beginning in the Great National Alliance for Panama, where hundreds of productive businesses, educational and community organizations have joined at the national level, since the solution involves the sum of efforts, she highlighted about the Mi Empresa Es Panama initiative. She indicated that in a few months they will start the Country Agenda 2024-29. This is the project in which they hope to analyse the main concerns of the Panamanian population. We will formulate recommendations that we will share with the teams of candidates for the Presidency of the Republic, which will be the basis of the presidential debate in April of 2024, seeking their commitment to address these issues in a responsible and a sustainable manner. The Panama Savings Fund, the FAP, registered a gross profit of $47 million, or a return of 3.56% in the first quarter of the year. This is according to the entity in a recent report. The rebound is explained by the behaviour of the capital markets in the period encouraged by the moderation of inflation in the United States, which favoured the valuation of the assets in which the FAP is invested. Thus, fixed incomes, titles or bonds generated returns in a quarter of 2.88%, while the result of the shares was a return of 7.44%. Abdiel Santiago, technical secretary of the FAP, commented that the market tends to think that the U.S. Federal Reserve could begin to reduce interest rates in the second half of the year. This has favorably moved the valuations of bonds and shares, which is reflected in the results of the FAP at the end of the first quarter. However, Santiago points out that the Fed has indicated that its objective is to reduce inflation to a level closer to 2%, something that has not yet happened, and that there will be no reduction in interest rates until inflation is closer to the 2% aim. Asked about the relationship between the evolution of interest rates and the performance of shares, The financier, Roberto González Mila de la Roca, maintained that among other reasons, it is a matter of the cost of money. If there is an expectation that interest rates will moderate, this will make credit less expensive and therefore improve expectations for economic growth, which is favourable for companies, he explained. The 20 volumes of investigation that the Drug Prosecutor's Office has carried out up to now on Operation PTY, in which a network allegedly dedicated to money laundering was dismantled, revealed that to legitimise drug money, the group used small businesses, such as beauty shops, cervecerias, taxi services, interior decoration and home remodelling. Such is the case of Ezequiel Alarcón, alias Zeki, accused by the prosecution of being one of the leaders of the criminal network, along with Jorge A. Zurita, a man who has not yet been arrested. According to the investigation, Zeki justifies his income with an interior decoration and home remodeling business, activities that generated about $5,000 a month. However, $5,000 a month is not enough to afford renting an apartment in the Reserve. This is in an exclusive area of Santa Maria in Costa del Este, which has a sale price of more than $700,000. It was there that they captured him in the company of a woman last Wednesday morning. In addition, according to investigations by the Drug Prosecutor's Office through a group of front men, the leaders of the criminal network had acquired an apartment worth $400,000 in Costa Esmeralda, San Carlos, and a residence in Caparita in the Valle de Ancon, valued at $70,000. The proceedings date back to March of 2022, when the prosecution received the first reports of the activities of the alleged criminal network to move money from drug-related activities. The organisation would have used a group of people to open companies and acquire real estate and vehicles. This was the case with the activist of the Democratic Revolutionary Party. This is Caridad Milagros Tardo Almengor, known as Caridad Canelon, whom the prosecution attributes to having used the Mujeres Bellas aesthetic, in which beauty packages were offered to women and plastic surgeries in Colombia, as a front for money laundering. The investigation also points to her sister, Jasmine Almengor, and mother, Josefa Almengor, 72 years of age, to whom the judge of guarantees granted a precautionary measure of house arrest. In the case of Jasmine, she allegedly also had a beauty salon and received money from Jorge Zurita. With these funds, she would have acquired a residence in Nueva Gorgona for $85,000 and an apartment in Villa Lorena that cost $19,000. In the districts of Chalibre and Las Cumbres, residents have more questions than answers about the million-dollar project that the municipality of Panama has been developing for years, known as Parque Norte. This work began in the last administration, it was 2014-19, when the mayor was José Isabel Blandón, on a 20-hectare piece of land in the community of San Vicente, Chalibre, Corrientemente, at a cost of $17 million. Blandón finished his term on the 30th of June of 2019, and during the administration of the current mayor, José Luis Fábrega, the work did not report any progress. Initially, Fábrega tried to transfer the public space to the Ministry of Education, but the entity rejected the proposal. However, this year, the mayor reported that he signed an agreement with the Social Security Fund, the CSS, to install a local hospital on the perimeters of the Parque Norte. Regarding the same project, this year, the Comptroller General of the Republic approved two addenda, one for the extension of the works until 2024, and another addendum for the assignment of the contract to a new company, Constructora Chorube. As will be remembered, this project was awarded in 2016 to the Grupo Parque Norte Consortium. All this has generated discomfort among residents of the area, since there was no consultation at the time these decisions were made. And starting last Saturday, 22nd of April, 95-octane gasoline is being sold without any subsidy, as the government ordered a few weeks ago. 91 octane gasoline and low sulfur diesel are maintained with this subsidy. That is, if sales fall $3.25 a gallon. This measure will only be now until the 31st of May. Drivers who fill their vehicles with 95 octane have had to buy it since Saturday at the market price of $1.17 a litre or $4.44 a gallon. But the Secretary of Energy, this is Jorge Rivera Staff, recommended that those who use 95 octane now use 91. From the point of view of the manufacturers of vehicles, there is no incidence in the change of the type of fuel in their engine, the official explained this week. He added that there are no limitations so that a vehicle that uses 95 octane cannot use 91. That is why the scheme is maintained. It is an alternative that the government presents to consumers. Well, since July of 2022, after protests by various social movements, fuel prices have been set at $3.25 a gallon, and the state assumes the difference before the dispatching companies. And there we go. That's it. That's our look for this morning, our first look for the week, here in the local news in the Republic of Panama.